This is Sean with Voices Levon, and I'm speaking with Paul. Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, Sean. Good to be talking to you.
Yeah, so we're going to do a little surprise, favorite memories and appreciation for your fiancé. Is that the right term for Jordan?
That is correct. We have been engaged for over 3 months now.
Over 3 months now. So...
August.
Where's Jordan from?
She is from Santa Claus, Indiana.
Ironic that it's Christmas time and you're going to be giving her a little appreciation, and Santa Claus is not going to be the one giving it.
That is true. She is used to Santa Claus year-round, I guess, or Christmas year-round.
I think that might get a little over the top at times, but so how did you guys meet? Where's the first place you met her?
So, I actually met her, we actually met online first and talked for quite a while, and just life got in the way, we in and out of each other's lives, and then we finally met. She was looking for insurance help, actually, online. She put a thing on Facebook, and I used to be an insurance agent, so then she invited me over for, we were going to actually go kayaking, and I showed up, and that was it, and then I met her, and she was amazing.
So how would you describe her personality?
She is a firecracker. Like, she is just constantly, like, whenever she wakes up, she's on top of the world, having fun, singing. She's just always excited and laughing and bubbly. And she makes me excited and enjoy life more because of that.
Okay. So when you guys first started dating, did you end up doing the kayaking?
Actually, no, we didn't go kayaking at all. We did actually jump in the White River. She convinced me to jump in the White River. So, like, the house didn't have, like, very good AC and stuff. And so we were like, it was super hot out. And she was like, well, jump on in. And I was, before that, my roommate from Indiana was like, no, the White River is super dirty, da, da, da. And I was like, no, that's gross, I don't want to. And she was like, I thought guys from Oklahoma were manly. And then I jumped in.
That's funny. So what are some of the other things that you guys, when you're first starting to date, that you do together around town that you both really found, you know, that you both loved?
Yeah, so she immediately got me into riding bicycles, actually. We ended up buying a couple of bicycles for me together. Went out and rode it up and down. We rode from, you know, Carmel to downtown. And we'd go on, like, kind of like little brewery tours and stuff like that. And so that's something we've done quite a bit in Indiana. She's even taken me on my birthday down in Texas to go on brewery tours as well.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So what type of hobbies or things did she do besides bikes that you kind of respect or that you've gotten into?
Yeah. So we did actually end up kayaking. So that's something she was doing before we met. And we've now done a couple of different trips down to Edinburgh to float the river. I'm from Texas. I always call it floating the river. But kayak trips. So, she's actually getting me into working out more. So she's really active and always pretended like I was active, and she's actually getting me out there doing it, and it's a lot of fun.
That's great. So as far as, you know, you proposing, what was going through your head, and what are some, let's say that the top three aspects of why you really know she's going to be a good teammate?
Yeah. So first and foremost that comes to my mind is Bill Murray, one of his, like, things that he was, like, caught on camera saying or doing was, you know, you find somebody that you think you love, travel the world with them, And whenever you come back, if you still love them, marry them, because there's nothing tougher than traveling with people. And Jordan and I, just whenever we came on this trip, we were like, how many times have we been in the airport this year? And, you know, just dealing with the travel and everything, it can be tough. And every time we do travel, we come back stronger and more in love. And that's really a big thing for me.
Okay.
And then just the emotions that she brings out of me, So being in the wedding industry, you know, I've seen so many weddings and so many vows, so many speeches and all this stuff. But since I met her and, like, you know, I would be listening to stuff just like I always do, and they would actually bring up more emotions because I was imagining Jordan and myself at the wedding or our toasts or our things. And that's whenever I really knew that she was the one, for sure, was like in the job. I was like, oh my gosh, why am I so emotional right now?
And then as far as having your back, looking out, being a good teammate, what are some things that she's done that kind of surprised you that, you know, when she had your back?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's so many examples where she just picks me up and keeps me going. And she is constantly thinking beyond herself and her own comfort. And, you know, she'll do things like she surprised me and on my employees with, like, breakfast on one of our busiest days. And, you know, I had no clue. And at the time, I was super stressed out and almost unappreciative of it in the moment, you know, but it was so awesome for her to do that. And so she like you said, she's a great teammate. She sees where I'm not picking up, and she picks up before I can even drop that side of, you know, drop the ball on that or whatever. So, I guess if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that totally does. All right, so what would you like to say to her, surprising her on this Christmas holiday and you know, just kind of not trying to sum it all up because you've got a long life ahead together, but what would you like to say to her as far as thanks and best wishes?
Yeah. Jordan, I want to say thank you so much for everything that you do. I always want to show you all the appreciation and how much I love you, and I'm really excited about the rest of our lives together, and I am excited to marry you and say I love you more than all the sparrows in the world.
That was beautiful. I'm sure Jordan will love this, and I look forward to you know, working with you for this coming year, and I'm sure there'll be numerous times that we could get together and talk with Jordan and maybe even brainstorm on some fun stuff to do at your wedding.
Yes, exactly. I'm excited about it too.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure she's going to love this, and I'm going to close this one out.
Okay.